Chapter 28, Other Dimensions. Dress up the Skinwalker hypothesis in the garb of modern physics, and the question becomes, could the phenomena at the Utah Ranch have been the result of interdimensional beings or time travelers accessing our space-time continuum, or physical beings jumping across vast interstellar distances via wormholes or stargates? It might sound like science fiction, but attempts to relate current physics theories to observed anomalous phenomena are being presented at conferences and published in scientific journals by physicists such as Eric Davis, Hal Puthoff, Bernard Haish, Michio Kaku, Beatrice Gatto Rivera, Jack Sarfati, and others. A burgeoning physics literature, including papers from mainstream science luminaries such as Kip Thorne and Matt Visser, have described the possibility that wormholes are shortcuts through the cosmic neighborhood, thus circumventing the velocity of light limitation for interstellar travel. Visser, Davis, and others have published the mathematical requirements for traversable wormholes, as well as approaches toward engineering wormholes in mainstream physics journals. According to some variations of the interdimensional hypothesis, the creatures or beings that access our physical reality need not necessarily be physical, but may be capable of influencing our physical reality and or may be capable of mind control. They may manifest their influence either in long-term evolutionary or cultural manipulation of human affairs, or they may have even more inscrutable agendas. Variations on this theme include Jacques Vallée's control system hypothesis, Patrick Harper's demonic reality, and Michael Grosso's imaginal realm, as well as John Keel's ultra-terrestrials, and the older Middle Eastern concept of the jinn. It's worth noting that Harper's book, Demonic Reality, describes in vivid detail several of the strange animals seen on the Utah Ranch, including the large cat and huge dog-like creature shot by Gorman on March 12, 1997, the bushy-tailed brownish animal seen by the Gormans in April 1999, as well as some of the weird semi-physical attributes of these creatures. Harper says these creatures come from a demonic, meaning alternate, and not to be confused with demonic, reality, and are characterized by both their physical and ghost-like attributes. The wide spectrum of events witnessed is not inconsistent with Harper's description of a crossover of beings and creatures from another world into ours. The confusing array of unpredictable occurrences, the strange animals that appear to exist in some ambiguous world that is neither 100% physical nor 100% immaterial, and the trickster-like quality of this apparently precognitive sentient intelligence all fit a pattern of activity that has existed on Earth for millennia, according to Harper. Prior to the arrival of NIDS, the Gormans were tormented by trickster-like phenomena almost daily. The trickster activity was a constant irritation and the backdrop against which all of the other more spectacular events occurred. For example, in the midst of calving season, Ellen Gorman purchased several boxes of cereal so that the family could eat quickly on the run. But when it came time to eat the cereal, no one could locate the boxes. They were later found in the fridge, freezer, and oven. But that's not all. Irrigation head gates were found inappropriately opened or closed several times with no tire tracks or footprints in the vicinity. Water hoses would disappear and then be found in unusual places, always rolled into a neat circle 3 to 4 feet in diameter. In numerous instances, the shovels for digging irrigation ditches could not be located when needed, but were found in unusual places later. And several times, when Ellen Gorman was getting into the shower, she would place her towel and hairbrush on the counter near the shower. But when she got out of the shower, they were gone. The items would then turn up in odd places and other parts of the house. And there was more still. Doors in the home would suddenly open and close with great force for no apparent reason. On one occasion, Ellen Gorman had gone grocery shopping and had carefully put all the items on the kitchen table before stacking them in the cupboards. The job took a considerable amount of time. But when she returned several hours later, all the items were back on the kitchen table where she had originally placed them. This particular incident upset Ellen considerably because Tom suggested that maybe she had just forgotten to put the items away. but Alan clearly remembered doing so. The Gormans' world was anything but black and white. The family got so used to finding the salt in the pepper shaker and vice versa that they would always shake a small amount onto their hand as a test prior to putting it on their food. On one occasion, Tad and a couple of his friends had been asked by Tom to move 150 to 200 large metal corral poles from the front yard to a location beyond the canal. The poles were of varying length and were 7 to 8 inches in diameter and weighed between 25 and 150 pounds each. It took the three teenagers about 4 hours of hard work to complete the job. The boys finished about noon. Tom returned around 4 in the afternoon to find all the poles back almost precisely where they had originally been in the front yard. He asked Tad why they had not done the job yet. The boys expressed considerable frustration over this incident, since they had spent several hours doing just what they had been told to do. Interestingly, the poles were replaced almost, but not quite, in the same spot as they had originally been, since the original depressions left by the heavy weight were visible on the ground beside the newly replaced poles. The family endured this constant, frustrating, unnerving trickster activity for almost 2 years. According to Harpur, this sort of activity is diagnostic of intrusions from other realities, which have been an ongoing part of humanity's experience for millennia. After experiencing all sorts of bizarre activity during his research on UFOs, John Keel formulated his ultra-terrestrial hypothesis, which postulates that Earth has shared living space for millennia with other intelligent beings who interact with humans when they choose to, who are more intelligent than us, and who manipulate our physical and psychic reality for their own obscure agendas. Within a year after I had launched my full-time UFO investigating efforts in 1966, Keel writes in Operation Trojan Horse, the phenomena had zeroed in on me, just as it had done with the British newspaper editor Arthur Shuttlewood and so many others. My telephone ran amok at first, with mysterious strangers calling day and night to deliver bizarre messages from the space people. Then I was catapulted into the dreamlike fantasy world of demonology. I kept rendezvous with black Cadillacs on Long Island, and when I tried to pursue them, they would disappear impossibly on dead-end roads. Luminous aerial objects seemed to follow me around like faithful dogs. The objects seemed to know where I was going and where I had been. I would check into a motel room at random only to find that someone had made a reservation in my name. I was plagued by impossible coincidences, and some of my closest friends began to report strange experiences of their own. Poltergeists erupted in their apartments. Ugly smells of hydrogen sulfide haunted them. Keel's descriptions of existing in the strange netherworld between reality and some deeply disturbing nightmare exactly encapsulate the Gormans' description of what life was like on the ranch prior to Nid's investigation. Of course, when Nid's arrived, this trickster-like activity diminished significantly. Occasionally, however, one of the Nid's researchers would wake up in the middle of the night with an incredibly strong sulfurous odor emanating from one corner of the room. It was invariably the same Nid's researcher who experienced this. Nid's researchers also experienced the constant trickster-like interference with the dog runs in May 1997, and perhaps the mysterious destruction of the three video surveillance cameras could be categorized as trickster-like. Other than these few exceptions, life for the Nid staff was mercifully free of the sort of constant irritation the Gormans experienced with the trickster. How likely is the interdimensional hypothesis? Unfortunately, we don't know enough about the world for this hypothesis to stand on its own 2 feet. There is no known experiment, for example, that will distinguish between the simple ET hypothesis and the interdimensional hypothesis without more robust data. From a scientific perspective, extraterrestrial and the interdimensional beings are indistinguishable from one another. They both come from other worlds.